USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that happened.
President Biden speaking there on ABC News defending his withdrawal of Afghanistan. This as there are reports and images of the Taliban stopping people from going to the Kabul airport. After Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was asked what can be done if the Taliban doesn't let people get to the airport.
Well, we're going to do everything we can to continue to try to de-conflict and create passageways for them to get to the airfield. I don't have the capability to go out and extend operations currently into Kabul.
T-Mobile reporting a security breach that left 8 million of their customers' personal information vulnerable. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Northern California is facing more evacuations as the fire burns out of control. Residents throughout El Dorado County are fleeing their homes as the Caldor fire has charred over 53,000 acres of land with no containment. CAL FIRE reporting at least 86 structures were destroyed while another 6,000 are threatened. Veterans across the country are reflecting on the Afghan withdrawal.
Veterans of the Afghanistan war react to the complete failure of the American exit strategy. Nick Stoyanovich opens up to CBS News.
A knife stabbing you in the chest. It's like your heart being torn out. I think it's going to be a rough few months for veterans of that war. And I think this has got the potential to not only re-traumatize, but to bring veterans into a dark, hopeless place.
The Taliban takeover potentially puts the country back to being a haven for terrorists. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Starting October 1st, America's National Flood Insurance Program is undergoing a complete overhaul. The overhaul will make sure insurance pricing is more accurately done to reflect each property's unique flood risk. Today, federal flood insurance is based on the property's elevation and whether it has a 1% annual chance of flooding. Under the new model, FEMA will also look at the home replacement's cost, whether the risk is of rainfall, river, or coastal flooding, and how close the property is to the source of the potential flooding. Matthew Ebby is the founder and executive director of the First Street Foundation, which calculates flood risk scores of every home in America. Those scores are currently posted on some of the nation's largest home listing sites.
Depending on how much that insurance goes up, is going to correlate perfectly to the value of that home for any new home buyer who comes in and says, this home looks great, but now I have to pay $6,000, $10,000, whatever it might be a year in flood insurance, which is just going to take away from the value of the actual asset itself.
That audio courtesy of CNBC. Senate Democrats are alleging Tesla has been misleading the public and its current customers about its autopilot self-driving program. Senators Richard Blumenthal and Ed Markey making the accusation in their request to the FTC to investigate the matter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.